Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent to You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Christina Liu.
Hello, hello.
And it always goes. It goes so fast.
I know, it really does.
Segment. And
flies.
Christina this morning is like the first person was sick and didn't show up. Like, what are we going to do? And we still have...
And I just pull out my stack.
Yeah, just stacks of pages there to go through, which is tremendous. So not to delay.
Yes.
Some more of the wonderful stuff
well,
that's going on in the town.
Well, another program that I want to stress, it's another program at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation as well. It's a great service, and I've had the privilege of actually, you know, Project Pitts has worked with them and referred people to this virtual senior center.
Oh, okay.
If you are part of the program, you get a free, easy to use computer and internet service to connect with new friends online, email and Skype, participate in live interactive discussions, and you could play games as well. And it's really an easy to use computer. I've seen this computer, you know, it's almost the concept of more of like a giant iPad kind of thing. And it's great because someone will come in, they will set it up for you, they will train you on it if you become part of this program. And we really want to encourage people to really do this. You know, something that always stuck to me, I was at a meeting once about this, and there was one of the members had passed away. And obviously these people who use this are homebound, they can't get out, but they still wanted to remember this person who had passed away. So they had a little memorial service with all the members via, you know, this Skype technology, which I thought was so wonderful. And it really stuck with me because, you know, the fact that they were able to be a part of that, you know, just because of having the service was huge. So that they're going to be a discussion on that just to get more information on Wednesday, May 24th. From 1 to 3 p.m. at the art gallery, and they'll talk about all that. So definitely check that out.
And the one thing, and I'm going to actually give out a shout-out to the UUCSR, which is the Unitarian Universalist. They have a grant program every year, and they gave $100,000 to that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
To get it going about 2 years ago.
Yes, I remember that, actually.
And, you know, that's what they do. They pick, what do they pick? They pick 6 or 8 places a year to give $100,000 to. And they vet them. They go into the whole thing and what can benefit the communities, et cetera. And that happened to be one of them.
Yeah. You know what I always think is great? You know, we were talking about this earlier, but I love when these organizations reach out and say, please, you know, spread the word on this. And it's absolutely our pleasure to do so when there's, you know, amazing programs and work being done. And we want to get the word out and encourage people because this could really change someone's life if they're living home, isolated. You know, the fact that you get to participate in, you know, they even have exercise classes you could do.
Oh, yeah,
so there's so many things. And what's great is that a lot of the people that teach the courses are, you know, seniors themselves, you know, volunteering their time. So it's really a great, great thing. So please check that out.
Now, you know who's on that program? You know Alan from the TV, North Hempstead TV. His mom is a dentist. She did a program for them.
Oh, really?
On dental care.
And that's, you know, that's another thing I'd like to mention, too, is that people who... You know, there's not a specific criteria. So if, you know, they'll work around, you know, how you're able to kind of give that programming. So it's definitely something I think is kind of a new wave of things.
You can't get out of your house. It's something other than TV. And if you find...
And it's interactive. You know, you're still socializing.
But if you find that particular seminar boring or whatever it's talking about, just turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, you're not obligated to sit and watch it or listen to it for a half hour.
No, absolutely. Another great program that Project Independence is providing, it's called Fire Prevention in the Home. It's going to be... from the Assistant Chief, John Driscoll. He's at the Carle Place Fire Department on Tuesday, May 30th from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. at Fuchillo Park. And there's going to be a bunch of tips. I mean, you hear these horror stories all the time of things that could have been avoided. So definitely check that out. I think it's an extremely important topic.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, there was that woman on The Doctor. I can't remember her name now. I have a problem.
Bamba, Dr. Bamba?
Yes, Bamba. And she said the statement something like, there's plenty of time until there isn't. And it's so true in everything. You know, you'll fix the smoke detector. We'll get to it next week. You'll do this next week. And unfortunately, in between these next weeks, a fire can start. And if you had the fire extinguisher updated versus 10-year-old, it didn't turn on when you needed it. It's like so many of these things can be avoided if we just take the time.
But it's actually, you know, and that's what I always laugh because that's kind of a common theme that always runs through these things and the different people we have on here. It's, you know, and certainly with Project Independence, it's all this level of, you know, we want to prepare you before the emergency.
Right.
No matter what it is, you know, that's the whole concept with the circle of support template. You know, it's have everything in order so when, God forbid, the emergency or the crisis happens, you know exactly what to do at that time, because there's nothing worse than being, you know, frantic in times of these things, too.
I think I told you, I don't know, just quickly, like 5 or 6 weeks ago, I lost my phone. I thought I lost it. I mean, it was in the park. It was in Costco with BJ's or something like this. And my daughter came home and I have a tracker on mine, which I had no idea. And she tracked it. Okay, so she finds it. So, of course, I swore I was going to download it because everything is on my phone. And, of course, I never downloaded it. And about a week ago, it just seemed to go dead on me. And some line got up in the middle and nothing was going on. I said, oh, I never downloaded it. Now it's dead. So I have to get a new phone. And I was less cranky, but I said, anyway, somebody told me what to do. I got it going again. And then I downloaded it. Because it's like, what are you waiting for?
It's actually
every
greatest,
phone number I have.
Because that, you know, that tracker that I have on my phone, too, because I, not long ago, thought I misplaced my phone, too, and was in full panic. I was like, there's so much on here. Oh, my God. Yeah. But, you know, luckily you have that little thing, you could find it, you know.
Yeah, my daughter
off.
Did it. I had no idea.
It's fabulous. You know,
it's my calendar and my phone.
Yes.
And my notes. I do notes in it. I do everything.
Yeah, you could track people all the time. Sometimes my husband was there. I'm like, where the heck is he? I'm starving. And I like, tracked him right on that.
Oh, really? Thing. Okay, okay.
And I was like, I see you are near, you know, the nearest restaurant. Bring food home. But it's definitely, you know, like I said, it's really just important to prepare as much as you can.
Because, yeah,
you know,
I mean, some things.
Of course,
you know,
can't control everything as much as we would love to. But, you know, it just, it helps keep you at ease. And especially, I think, too, as you're aging, you know, tasks that might not have been as difficult, you know, when you were younger can be more, you know, it's more stressful as you age. So definitely, you know, please get involved with these things and prepare.
And this is even where adult children have to get involved.
Yep.
Because, you know, you can go into somebody's homes, and I have, from my job, go into certain people's homes to do work, and I look around the place, Mother of God. You know,
no,
you
and that's
you have
why, you know,
from 100 years ago.
Our social workers and nurses are really like little angels, you know, wandering around North Hempstead, because the fact that they, you know, can do this, and even with the, you know, I really want to encourage people to fill out that circle of support, you know.
Yeah,
the fact that the social worker will come in with you and sit with you and just, you know, get the conversation going. Of course, you might not be able to fill out the entire thing or have an answer for every blurb.
Fine.
But it gets the ideas flowing in your head that, oh, like, you know, wow, like, I don't know who I would call, you know, at midnight or, you know, if an emergency or something happened. So it's just, it's really important. And just to call 311 if you have questions about any of these. Like I said, you know, like the social workers or nurses will, you know, really help you and guide you in the right direction. So it's definitely a wonderful service. And speaking of Dr. Bamba, as we had just mentioned, on Thursday, June 8th, at the Dr. Martin Spatz Conference Center on 259 First Street in Mineola from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. There's going to be a great program with Dr. Bamba as one of the speakers, Mary Ann Ragona, who's the works for the Alzheimer's Disease Resource Center, and Linda Martinez, who's also wonderful. I know her, too. She's a geriatric social worker over at Winthrop University. They're going to be on this panel discussing advocating for your loved ones and really how to get this advanced care planning process going, especially, you know, if
I have it on my calendar.
There you go. See, I'm
when
very
you
proud
said,
of
I said,
you.
Wait a minute. I think I was going to go to that.
It's really, and you know, Dr. Bamba, we had her on here, and she's so knowledgeable.
Oh, she was unbelievable.
And
that's why I want to go.
What really struck me about when she was on here is that this could be a very overwhelming process and concept and what form, what do I do, you know, and she handles it and discusses it in a really clear, calming matter. And I think it's really a great thing for everyone to check out. So that is Thursday, June 8th.
Just throwing in something for the doctor. She lives upstate, I think. Or,
yeah.
She's down on Long Island 1 week a month. And that's why I wanted to hear her, because then we could have her in doing things when she's, I mean, when she comes down, she's looking to fill up her time.
Yeah, absolutely. So I definitely recommend everyone checks that out, because that's a huge part of the planning process are these advanced care directives. And, we're running out of time briefly. But the Project Independence Players will be starting in September 5th. This is going to be a really fun group, John.
The Project Independence Players.
It's the new troupe. It's Professor Martha Cohen, who does our World in Motion group. spoke to a lot of people, and they were interested in kind of having a group to celebrate arts and drama and improv and music and dance and poetry. And it's all about reminiscing through these kind of artistic ways. So they will be forming this group. I cannot wait to see it. And they're going to have a little performance.
Oh, they're going to do performances.
So it's going to be really, it's another fun thing Project Independence is doing. So that's going to be Tuesdays in September at 2:30 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park.
Wow, that will be a cool one.
Yes,
because
so
I know a lot of people,
fun.
They did something like that at the Great Nick Social
yes,
Center.
Yes, yes.
And a lot of people got involved.
Yeah,
and I heard,
absolutely.
I didn't
fun.
See it, but I heard it was interesting.
Yeah.
And again, it's a way for the seniors to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a fun, interactive thing. So,
which is amazing. And again, as we always say, we're basically out of time.
We're out.
The most important thing is just a real quick.
Oh, yes. We want to remind people they're coming up on May 23rd, Hillside Public Library, What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home. It's a program North Hempstead's providing, and it's, it really tells you what permits, certificates you need to do this.
Right, and you can make all the plans in the world, and if you get messed up at the very end,
7
you're out of luck. But that's it for us today. We're out of time. Again, tremendous, tremendous information we give out. Christina, I thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll all be back next week. So please have a great week, everybody. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.